Welcome to the RepChat Inside Stories series, conversations with creative talent and creative entrepreneurial businesses. We discover the inside stories that inspire and motivate creative people to do what they do.
Welcome. This is Boris Prigmore for the RepChat Inside Stories series. And today I have the great pleasure of inviting Kathy and Becky Dixon, who are two of the powerhouses behind the RepChat series, but also the whole RepCat initiative. Wonderful to have you on the podcast.
Lovely to be here, Boris. Thanks for agreeing to interview us.
Yeah, very nice to be here, Boris. Very nice.
Wonderful. And so you're joining us from, is it London? And is it Milan, Becky?
I'm not actually in Milan. I'm very near Milan, though, so we can call it Milan. It's a little city just outside.
And I'm based in Warsaw, so what a nice international call we've got.
We've got a European triangle.
Yeah, so it's great to have you on. You are sisters, as the surname suggests. And so you've known each other a little while and you're working together, which is exciting. So I thought it'd be interesting to just hear a little bit about RepCat. How would you describe it?
I think RepCat Creations, first of all, the name is an amalgamation of Rebecca, that's she's the Reb, and I'm the Catherine in RepCat. And our history goes back into Italy, where we had a theatre company in the 1980s, and we created musicals, had a big team with us. And because the national hobby in Italy, I think it still is learning English. So we had an audience and we wanted to do things differently. And we really loved it, Boris. We really loved it. It was hard work, but we really loved it. And we've always been interested in putting on productions. We've always been interested in doing it in a different way and doing it in a way which reflects. So if we take a fairy story, for example, how could you make that interesting for the modern times? Backstory is that's where our legacy was from. But there was a hiatus of about 20 or 30 years where we haven't worked together. But then Becky, she can fill in the story from here. And this was during the lockdown of 2020. She's very subtly said, I think we should write something.
It was June. We just come out of quite a heavy lockdown in Italy, as you remember, because I actually live, Boris, very near the epicenter of the pandemic, the little town that was actually, you know, the military came in, they surrounded it, that's 5 minutes from my home. So there was quite an intense lockdown here. And normally I go and see Kathy in July every year. And I just said, oh, why don't we write something? And that was it. We were writing every morning. We had the time. And it started like that. And we have actually, I will go back to that. Kathy and me did write when we were doing our first theatre together when we in Milan. And even as children, I do remember in the bedroom, Kathy is a very good writer. And we had to write these essays. And I said, God, I've got to write this essay. And she said, I'll help you. And we used to write, even then, we used to sit down and she'd help me with my homework, basically. Started the very early years, being able to sit down and do these kind of things together.
And I think it comes through an innate trust that we have in each other and that we have each other's back. And it's meant to be fun. So we've involved other members of our family, but the roots go back deep, and that's our background into RepCat. But RepCat kind of evolved, Boris. We didn't set out to create a theatre company. We set out to tell a story about what was happening, and we wanted to actually stage it in a live event. However, that was impossible. So we said, well, the only way we're going to tell the story is online using Zoom and with other people involved. So it gathered a pace. And when we finished the story, which was it about August, Becky?
The end of August, middle of September. And then the exciting challenge, which it was fun. It was marvelous. It was scary. But Kathy, she's fearless in the right way. So we're going to have to do this, Becky. She has that mind. We set up a kind of calendar. We set up rehearsals. We recruited people through internet, first through people we knew, and got on with it. It was fun, wasn't it, Kathy? It was hard work, though.
We saw it as a challenge and we saw it as something we could do. And it was a way of staying in touch with each other and doing something productive. And it was also a way of drawing in other people who also added to the story. That was the roots of RepCat Creations. And we decided to carry on, really. So it stemmed from a need It stemmed from history, and we wanted to reflect what was happening in relationships in Italy and in actually in the second story in the United States.
We had some connection to the United States, yeah, because the actors came from the United States. So that crept into the story too, in effect. And there was also, you know, there was, we never thought we were going to do a sequel, but we were asked, so when's the next one going to happen? And so that came naturally. We then decided that would be it. The COVID plays are over. And I think what's interesting too is that if we hadn't done that, I think a lot of the things that did happen, if you think of a timeline of events, we wouldn't really have recorded them because we wrote them as they were happening. And even just good for us to have written that down for future generations to share that, you know, what things were happening very fast, things were changing fast, you know yourself in Poland.
So it stemmed from a need, and you've put on two theatre performances, as I understand it, and then it's gone on. So you tell me a bit more about what else is there beyond those two COVID plays.
We're just putting the finishing touch on a radio series, and it's called Newsworthy. It will be recorded through audio, and it is the story of two rival news stations, one which is quite big and glossy with lots of characters, and the other one is Grassroots, which is also happening in the world, and that will be recorded as a radio play. The other thing is, we've always found talking to people about what they do and where they come from and why they do what they do as interesting and rewarding as anything else. And that's why we created the RepChat Inside Stories series. So when we were talking, and you've been talking as well, Boris, to these people, you realize you give heart, you give everything when you are actually creating. It's full immersion. And we wanted to hear the inside stories of people who don't often talk about their work. So that inspired that series. And we also have a magazine which now runs quarterly. We see there's a synergy between the talks, writing, working with actors and performers and stories. And so we're just really going along. We're busy because we both work apart from doing RepChat Creations. We've both got jobs. And RepChat Creations is a not-for-profit. So the people who work with us are, to the large extent, volunteers at the moment.
And we also have musicians involved. There's a lot to plates to spin. And that's challenging in itself, really.
So what I'm hearing is you're creating a space for stories to be told, hearing creative people's voices, and then scratching your own creative itch, as it were, when the need arises.
Absolutely. I think that's a lovely way of saying it, Boris. I think the thing about creativity is, like anything else, you need to work at it. I think people think, oh, well, I'll just be inspired and it will just come. And that hasn't been our experience. It's been, we set aside the time. And sometimes you can write a scene and it's really quick. And sometimes that scene can take the same scene. If it's a little bit off, you need to write and rewrite and rewrite and get it right. So the creativity is something which becomes a habit. And that's an interesting thing. It's the habit of creativity. And I think there's this idea that, well, it just arrive. And it hasn't been my experience. And I don't think it's been Becky's either.
It's also sometimes very frustrating because you create ourselves deadlines and that creativity doesn't always just come. And there are 24 hours in a day, but it does always arrive. It does. That's the magic. It does arrive because that's, I think, another thing. The discipline of Kathy and me also, we've always done this whilst we've been working together in this way. We've created ourselves quite a strict discipline that we meet at certain times. And so we've created that discipline, which I quite like discipline. I think Kathy does too. So it's something that suits us too. Like Kathy says, practice makes perfect. And it kind of nurtures your creativity too, because you give yourself time in the day where you're going to sit down and dedicate some time to this, which is exceptionally rewarding.
I think the other thing, Boris, is it's okay to try something and it not to work out.
Yeah, I love that when Kathy says that, because it always makes me feel like, I think before the show she said something like, Becky, it could all go wrong, but it doesn't matter. And I kind of felt like, she said it again. And it's a little thing that comes up during our lives together, things we've done. She's, Becky, if it all goes wrong, it doesn't really matter, but it won't. It's a good little motto.
The other thing, Boris, is we were so inspired by our audiences. I have to say, on the two productions we did, and the actors were superb. They were to try and produce the emotion and the humour and the story all working from different parts of the world. And they did memorise everything, every single moment, every second was rehearsed. They did this live. I think there were about 8 different countries. The audience were coming from different countries. And in the first place, we had Mexico and Greece. And to have that, that was rewarding, the fact we just did that. But the audience, they all disappeared. We just need to carry on. But they didn't disappear. They stayed with us. And we made sure it was about 56 minutes. So we needed to keep about an hour. And then we had a half an hour where we had a live conversation with the audience. And that was as inspiring, as I have to say, as the show. Some of the things they asked us, some of the things they shared with us about how they were experiencing the lockdown. Of course, we didn't record that, but it was very moving, some of the stories that were coming out. And maybe in some way, we gave people permission to try something. Some people at home making sourdough bread and other people were really suffering. So there was a bit of a mixture of experiences the lockdown provided. And it was a universal experience, wasn't it, Boris and Becky? It wasn't just a few people, it was the whole of Europe.
I think it's great that you had an outlet for people to experience, to share, and stories that were relevant as being written as the events were unfolding.
Exactly. I think it's always about also that RebCat is also about it's creating a community that is not an international community, which does have its challenges. It keeps us open-minded. We listen to what's happening, how people live in other parts of the world. And working with an international crew, it's very stimulating. Me particularly, I don't know, Kathy, I live in Italy, and I really enjoy working with people from the States, working from people from Britain again, but not just that, also people from Mexico, from Greece. It makes you feel part of the world again. It's very rewarding being part of this community. And we had, like Kathy said, we've had until now, we've worked with amazing people who put a lot of hard work into everything they do.
There's something else I would say is that when the intention is right, people feel that. And we were very careful to say what we were, what we weren't, what we were trying to do. Becky and I have never done an online play before. We've done plenty of in-person, but this was a first for us. And we had some experiences putting on an online conference, but it's not quite the same because there are obviously things you can learn from that. Creating an atmosphere online for quite a few hundred people all watching a little box, I think it was a privilege. It was a bit scary, but in a good way.
Just kind of want to go back to the origin story here. Got two Dixons, and I've written down a few words that have come up. There's a love of discipline. There's a fearlessness. There's we've met and we'll, and we're going to meet and we're going to get it done. There's a structure comes in and creating a space for people that's inclusive with the right intention. That's who you are now. And I'm wondering, who were you then growing up, and how has things grown? Maybe a bit of sibling rivalry or some gossip or something?
I would say on that, if you talk about rivalry, I would think Kathy would totally agree with this. That has never happened. I truly think, although it might sound a bit cheesy, there is no rivalry between Kathy and me. There may be in other members of our family, I don't know, and I don't think there are. That's never really played a part, has it, in our relationship, Kathy?
We're very different people, Boris. We've got a synergy on our values and there's a synergy on what we want to create. I think we have a complementary skill set. I think when I get to the edges of Becky, I don't know what to do here, she will take over. So, well, let me handle that. That one's not for you. And vice versa. What we recognise is, although we are from the same family, we came from a very large family, by the way. There was 8 of us. We're of the younger end of that family because we have complementary skills. And theatre is, Becky says, discipline. It's also about passion. Obviously, there are clashes, but we know how to talk through it. We know how to come back to the table. We know how to get through things. And I think that's really useful when you're working in a creative space, collaboratively in a creative space.
It comes also from I think my daughter once said to me, she said, you and Kathy have a very deep bonding that you have when you're a child. You have it with a good friend you've had for a long time. It's a foundation for something, but it's a bonding and it's, I've got your back and I'll support you. But like Kathy said, doesn't mean we're the same. We are very different, but we have this background that joins us. This is unique, isn't it? The relationship between siblings. And there are 14 months between us. We have very different characters and personalities.
What's it like, for those of us that don't know, but growing up in a family of 8?
I don't know anything else, you see. So that's how it was. There was fun. We had a lot of freedom. there was a lot of discipline too. So that's where all the discipline goes to. You know, the mornings were spent doing jobs, helping out, et cetera, et cetera. But we had a lot of freedom, and I think that was our generation too. So imagination, we did lots of fun things together. And I think I will bring our other sisters into this too. I think as brothers and sisters, we had very, very close relationship with each other. That part of it was a privilege to have so many brothers and sisters.
Definitely. We are Catholic. I'm not a practicing Catholic, but we were brought up in a community in England which was not Catholic. It was actually quite anti-Catholic. And we were brought up to feel a little bit different. And also, we were the largest family in that town. Everybody knew us as the Dixons. And sometimes they didn't know which Dixon we were. When you're one of those Dixon girls, I don't know which one you are. To answer the question, what was it like? And it comes back to the foundations. It's fun, hard work. Nothing's fair in a large family. And as the family got larger, I think there were some economic difficulties. We got used to being very self-sufficient as well. You know, we worked, both of us, when we were 14, 13, when we were at school. And if we wanted to do something, we needed to make it happen. So there is something about the initiative that comes, and the support.
There were different times, and we had some adventures. We won't go into those.
So we're getting a flavour of your origin story, yeah, and this independence that's come up, this deep personal bond, the creativity, the discipline, the imagination, the foundation that's still present. It's strong. It's obvious to see, so, and wonderful to see.
We had a strict father. We were good, though. We were good kids as well. We followed the rules.
What's your philosophy towards developing Repco?
You're as good as your last show, keeping things going, keeping that momentum going.
I'm a great believer in creativity as a life force because it's who we are. But creativity nurtures, it solves problems. And our philosophy is we need to bring that into the everyday. We need to bring that into the story. We need to keep it alive. And that's why we like partnering with other people. That's why we like doing different things. That's why we ventured out into the podcasts and into the magazine. And sometimes bitten off more than you can chew. And sometimes we have. That's the truth. But we can always put the plate down. We're doing this for love. We're doing this for fun. And we're doing this to create something. So the philosophy is keep learning. Know when you're close to burnout, if you feel that though. And actually, towards the second one, I think we were both really tired. We took a long break. You never know until you try. And community is everything. That is everything, because it's not just us two. We are the roots of RevCap, but there's you, there's Eileen. She's been fantastic. There's been Louis, there's been Otto, there's been Maggie, there's been Lorraine. We've had some fantastic people who have added and surprised and shaped what we can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Believed in it. And I think also people I sometimes meet or who are not the people I work with, they're not my friends, and this, when's the next thing coming up? That's a booster, though. It's a real booster. So, oh, they're looking for new things, which sometimes like Kathy goes, and maybe that's a bit frightening because something's not ready yet. But it gives you a boost. It gives, yes, we're on the right track. We can keep the creativity going.
So the philosophy, again, is I think it's to try things in a pragmatic way. If it is too much, but we need to love life. We need to be well. Asking too much of other people or of ourselves, then we maybe need to adjust what we're doing.
Certainly the experience I've had, or the lesson I'm learning from working with you guys, is that you don't have to do it all yourself, and you can get a great group together to make it easy and fun on the way. And so we know you two write together. Who does what in RevCap land? Who does what out of you guys? Yeah.
Kathy. Oh, I call her the engine. She's the heart, she's the soul, she's the driver. So she directs the plays, she's a writer, as we know, she's very creative, and she gets things done. She's very much the heart and the soul. She keeps things going.
Becky, she joins the dots. She has immense attention to detail, sometimes to a level that I don't actually have it. I go, Becky, do we really have to? Yes, we do. It has to be right. And she will send something back if it hasn't got an eye on the top of it. It reflects. She's a marvelous dressmaker as well. And there is an attention to detail. And that's very important when it came to the music and some of the things that we did. Needed that attention to detail. She's a person who listens exquisitely. Sometimes she picks up things that I haven't heard from other people because I'm too in my own head or something. She will roll up her sleeves and do anything, and she'll try. And then she'll say, I think we need to get someone else to do this, Kathy. When it came to writing, we've largely looked at something and we said, this works, that doesn't work. So we have something of a creator and an editor between us. And we didn't really plan it. We didn't say, you're going to do this.
No, it's kind of, oh, can I do this? Another, who's going to do this? Kathy is the engine, she's the driver. I'll be doing the sound, I like doing that. All the things like Kathy said, and she will do it too. When there's a gap, I mean, that's how I even started doing the costumes, Kate, in the theatre. We couldn't find anybody, it's okay, I'll do it.
For a major production, she made every single costume. And I went, how did you do that? She surprises herself, I think, sometimes with some of the things she does.
Challenges that we both do, because Kathy's quite a tech, she's very sassy with technology. You know, I think, okay, I've got that now. And then she's on something else. I think, oh my goodness, here we go. You know, something else now, I've got to catch up. But we know necessity is the mother of invention. And I think that's something that we have always, from a very young age, if we need to do something, we'll learn how to do it.
Sometimes I'll come up with a pretty wild idea. And she never says no. She goes, okay, you run with that. Let's run with it. And then I'll sit around and say, Becky, I'm not sure this is a good idea. And she doesn't say, well, I told you so. She'll say, okay, can we scale that down a bit? Could we try this instead? Very nice balance between kind of risk and what is possible. With our resources, and that's another thing, you know, we're not funded. We fund everything ourselves for the moment. We constantly adjust who we are with what we need to do. And I think the most important thing is that we carry on being creative. And I do think that goes back to our philosophy, is that it keeps us alive. It's keeping ourselves alive and well, and life carries on.
And it's going out of your comfort zone sometimes as well, just going slightly out of your comfort zone. It's very healthy. Not going too far out because you'll drown, but you can go just a little bit out of the comfort zone. It keeps you young.
And I think the other thing is that you're constantly solving problems, or you're faced problems and you need to find an answer to it. And that is another thing, isn't it, about things, about what we're doing, because they are collaborative. And then we want to do something. We go, well, how do we do that then? Okay, let's see. Let's try and find a workaround. Or do we know someone who's done that before? So this is constant learning and adding to the skill set.
Fantastic. So I'm hearing creativity, invention, resourcefulness, all centered around a plan and a vision that can start from a simple prompt, such as we should write something.
Exactly. That is exactly how it started, Boris. We should write something.
So here you are writing your own story, other people's stories, giving them a platform for it. And I was wondering, what message would you share with the world?
I think a very, very simple message is, be part of a community, whatever community it is, be part of a community and nurture your creativity. Finding a community will actually make your working day easier. That's what I find, even though sometimes I think I don't have time for it.
My message is, have a rethink about what creativity really means. It doesn't actually mean that you're a painter or a writer or you're an actor. It's you can live your life creatively. Every day is a reset. It's a way to live. I think sometimes we look at productions and you see Netflix and you think, oh, it has to be like that. And we're saying, no, it doesn't. To actually get involved and make something, there's the joy in it. Don't be judged by other people's perceptions of what it is. Just go and do it. You've got one life.
And it comes from the word to create, whatever you're creating.
Thank you. And I think it keeps relationships fresh. We don't get stale. There's an appreciation when you make something together. And there's that, the whole thing about, you know, how we grow together. It's not about aging. It's about evolving, I suppose.
So creativity and community again and evolving. And what about the future? So what's next? We know about a newsworthy series that's coming up. What other plans, things have you got?
Well, we've got a couple of ideas, a couple of potentials. One's an event in December with a local venue. We're in communication with them. If we can both agree, they want us to do something live and we might stream it. And then we have an ambition to do a festival in 2022, which is showcasing smaller acts and streaming that also from a live location. We've got a writer from New York with a beautiful story that we'd like to help her bring to life. So it's not just us telling the story. We just got it going. Well, without a doubt, incredibly talented writers out there who would like to work with the group that will say, yeah, see where we can go with this. And, you know, be supported by other people who we've got two events. We've got our newsworthy and the continuation of our podcast, Boris. So you're.
Is there anything that if people are listening and thinking, hey, I'd love to get involved, people you'd love to hear from? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. That was a good question.
Yes. We'd love to hear from backstage and front stage people who would like to get involved with the creative. It is largely online, but it will be also in person as we start to open up more of the world. And all they need to do is go to our website, which is www.rebcatcreations.com, or hopefully it's quite easy to remember, to email us showtime@rebcatcreations.com with just, hi, I'd like to get involved, and we'll pick up the phone and talk. It's as easy as that.
Fantastic. It sounds nice and easy. I know I'm excited for the future that Red Cat's bringing out. This magazine, the podcast, plays that we, I think, can people watch the plays that have already happened online? Is that something that's possible?
Now they're actually live on YouTube. We've also got a link tree. Everything's under one hyperlink. We can also send that to people so they can see everything. We've got an Instagram page. They can watch our YouTube.
Fantastic. If you're interested in seeing some really innovative plays that explain down lives and the new normal, then you can head to rebcatcreations.com and check out the YouTube link. There's all sorts of good stuff coming there. It's been a real pleasure to have you both on the podcast. I look forward to more from us in the future.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the RebChat Inside Stories series. We hope you enjoyed it. To feature your inside story, contact us at www.rebcatcreations.com or follow us on Instagram @rebcatcreations.